Nuna Annie.
Hi, this is Nuna Michelle.
And we're Nuna's generation. And the booty shaking Nunas are back.
Yay! We're back from Korea.
We're so jet lagged.
Yeah.
Still, it's been like 5 days.
Yeah, and we're still jet lagged. I think this is the first day that I had like a full night's rest.
Like, they don't tell you that jet lag is, like, hard to recover from.
Yeah, nobody warned us.
No.
Like, the first day I got back, I woke up at 2 in the morning to eat. Because I was hungry, because that would be, like, my lunchtime in Korea. I was still in Korea time. And then I couldn't sleep the rest of the night.
But I bet you weren't having Korean portions.
No, actually. I returned to my oversized American portions.
I mean, seriously, we could, like, definitely lose a lot of weight living in Korea.
Yes, because the portions alone and the walking and all the stairs.
There are a lot of hills in that country.
It's so hilly.
Nobody told us about this.
Nobody warned us at all the exertion and fatigue from all these hills.
Like, I don't know how those girls were wearing, like, heels while walking up to, like, Namsan Tower.
Yeah.
There was, like, a girl in, like, freaking heels. I was like, are you nuts?
Yeah, because to get to Namsan Tower, there's, like, this really steep hill. It's almost at a 90-degree incline. I'm not kidding you. And I was having a tough time. I was wearing sneakers. Annie was basically dying. And then a girl was coming
down.
It's
very out of shape, y'all.
Yeah, a girl was coming down in like a little mini skirt and heels. I'm like, if she could hike up that hill in heels, then I can.
You can survive too.
There were little grandmas as well, you know, hiking up that thing, and they were fine.
It's really strange, like, for a country that, like, respects their elders so much.
Yeah.
Why aren't there more escalators or elevators?
Yeah.
It's all stairs.
Yeah, like, we were in Gangnam Station, and we were, oh no, Yeoksan, where we stayed.
Yeah.
And there was a poor guy in crutches, and
he's going up the stairs. I was like, what?
Yeah, and he was doing, like, one stair at a time. I'm like, he's gonna be here all day, because there was, like, 1,000 stairs. I felt so bad for him. There's no elevators.
Yeah, I know.
Nothing. That's the only way out, is through those massive amounts of stairs.
And that's how Koreans get that nice booty, because
it's
all about them stairs over there.
I know, and all that walking.
That's the only thing that's not plastic surgery. Their booties.
Oh my god, there was plastic surgery ads all over the subways, and there was plastic surgery clinics everywhere.
And I love those before and after pictures that they post. It's like, holy shit, like, night and day.
This girl had like this crazy jawline and like a pointy chin. She wasn't attractive to
their
standards.
Like that Jay Leno, like, pointy chin.
And then they like completely changed her, and she looks like beautiful, like a K-drama actress. And they have this ad plastered in the escalator going down the subway. The whole wall is this ad. It's a crazy ad. And then you go downstairs, and then all the walls are just ads for plastic surgery.
And all the girls end up looking the same.
Yeah. And when we went to Garasukyu, the Shinsa station, when we got out, the first thing you saw was this huge hospital called Grand Plastic Surgery. And I peeked in, and they had, like, all the doctors' faces, like, plastered on the wall and, like, their little biographies. I was like, plastic surgery is taken very seriously here.
Oh, yeah.
And Annie's mom saw this guy from China who got his nose done.
It was so obvious he got his nose done. Because you see, like, the little plaster sneaking out of his face mask.
Yeah.
Like, he got shit done.
Yeah, and he was at Benilla & Co. trying out concealers and swatching it on his hand.
Probably to cover up that
scar. And he was, like, really into it. I'm like, why is this guy so into makeup? And then I noticed, oh, okay, he has a scar. So he's going to cover that up with makeup. And everywhere you went, you would see girls with face masks. But it wasn't because of yellow dust. No, it was because they had the little tape on their nose.
They got stuff done.
Yeah, they got stuff done.
Everyone was asking us, did we get anything done? Like, oh, we don't got money for that.
Yeah. We don't got money for that. It's crazy how much plastic surgery is over there. Because, like, they're so into their looks.
Yeah, everywhere we went, these girls were, like, up in their mirrors, like, checking themselves out, like, every minute.
No, like, there's, like, one girl, though, was full-on applying her makeup on the train. Like, she had that little mirror, and she had concealer, and she was, like, putting little dots all over her face.
They're all about the looks over there.
Everything's all about looks, and you have to, like, be well-dressed at all times just to go to the supermarket. You'll wear, like, heels and, like, a dress and a cute purse. Like, everyone's always dressed really,
yeah, those
really
girls
well.
Are walking around all the time in, like, heels and stuff. I'm like, how are you still walking?
Yeah, I don't get how you can
be dead by now.
It's too hilly, and there's, like, and the streets are, like, cobblestone, sort of. Like, it's not even.
Yeah.
How do you walk in heels in Seoul? I don't know how they do it.
They got boyfriend walking sticks.
Yeah, it's crazy. I was wearing sneakers, and my feet hurt. every single day. My feet would hurt at the end of the day. It's too much walking.
I think it's because we were doing all the touristy things.
We were, and we walked everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. But still.
What was your favorite part of Korea?
My favorite part, I think, was visiting the palaces and the cherry blossoms. What about you?
I really like Hongdae.
Hongdae was really, yeah. That was a really good day.
It's like hipstery, but like, I don't know, it's just younger, like I get a younger vibe over there, and it was fun.
Yeah, and it was like the first time I had seen like really good like shopping. Mm-hmm. Like we saw like really nice displays and all the like clothing boutiques, and that's where Annie bought her trench, what is it? That,
my trench coat,
your trench coat. Because all the girls over there wear the same trench coat. It's like a green khaki color.
Yeah.
And it's like oversized and really long. And they wear it with black leggings and sneakers and a cute little purse.
We went to like 10 different boutiques that were selling the same one. But I was just trying to find the right one with like the right material and the right price.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And one of them actually fit me.
Oh, Miss Michelle got felt up.
Oh, yes. Oh, you want me to tell the story?
By the sales guy. Yeah, do it.
Oh, okay. Let me tell y'all what happened. So I was on a mission to find that trench coat because I wanted to wear it. And I saw one in a store. And I'm like, can I try that on? Because it looked oversized, so I thought it would fit me. And the guy, like, dressed me. Like, he put it on. And then he was, like, buttoning it up. And, you know, he got to the breast area. And he was even buttoning up there. I'm like, whoa. You need to stop now. But Annie thinks he's gay.
I'm pretty sure he was.
Yeah. But still.
A guy in a women's boutique.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. But still, he dressed me. And I didn't buy that trench that day.
You worked so hard.
I know, I felt
dressing
really
you, and you didn't buy it.
I know. I feel bad now, but whatever. I got it cheaper at another place, at Gangnam Station.
Yeah, they were having a sale.
Yeah. Oh my god, Misha had a sale, like, the last day we were there. When we had finished shopping.
Like, I was done shopping. I almost had no money left.
Yeah, and he had no money left.
They had a freaking sale, and I was like, damn it. Like, so I ended up buying BB cream.
It was 50% off the entire store.
It was cray-cray.
Yeah, it was cray-cray. Like, everything was almost sold out, like all the little eyeshadows. Mm-hmm. And then we just started buying more and more stuff. More BB cream, more eyeshadow.
Seriously, our beauty haul is ridiculous.
Yeah, we went to all the major cosmetic stores. Our first was Etude House because that's our number one store.
Oh my god, when they told me that you could use your credit card, I was like,
yeah,
I'm going to buy this whole damn store.
And they went a little cray cray at Etude House.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
I spent just under $100 at Etude House.
Yeah.
I wanted to spend more, but I was like holding back. I was like, no. No.
And we would always like go back because there's an Etude House on like literally every block in Seoul.
Yeah.
So every time we saw an Etude House, we'd just go in for kicks, for shits and giggles. Yeah. And I would always buy like one or two items every time I went to Etude House. And that was like, we went to Etude House like maybe like 3 times.
Nothing wrong with Etude House.
Yeah.
I even went during duty free. On the way back.
She even went to duty free. She went to the Etude House section. Well, I'm buying Laneige and
Eau Paix. I bought Laneige too.
Yeah, you bought like two.
Yeah, you gotta. I mean, it's like half the price.
Oh, yeah, guys. If you're ever in Seoul for like a layover or you're just in Seoul for any reason, go to Incheon Airport's duty free shop.
It is amazing.
It's amazing. As soon as you get out of security, it's right there. I think it's on the 3rd floor. It's amazing. They have Eau Paix, they have Laneige, they have Sum 37, Shiseido, all the American brands like Lancome and all that.
They got Japanese brands.
They have,
it's so good.
Yeah, they have the road shop stores like Misha and Etude House. And literally the Laneige counter was having like a special. So if you buy like one Waterbank gel cream, you get a second for like $50.
Yeah, it's like a set thing.
It was like a set thing. And I bought that gel cream and the essence for $50.
And can't beat that.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And we were going to Laneige stores, like the boutiques in Yeongdong, and they were selling that one individual cream for like $47 or $40.
Yeah.
Which is
crazy.
It
was like the same size as the one in New York, and like New York was cheaper than that. And I was like, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
So I'm glad I waited till duty-free to buy it.
Yeah. And what really surprised me is that here in New York, I go to an Amore store, and I can get an Eau Paix air cushion in my color, which is N31 because I'm dark skin. Yeah. And then, so when I went to Korea, I was like, okay, I'm going to buy this cushion in bulk because I don't want to keep going to Flushing and paying $45 every time for this thing. And every time I told the sales lady, can I get N31? She looked horrified. She's like,
there's such a color?
There's no color. No, this Korean colors is only C21 and C23 and N21 and N23.
It was the lightest, like the whitest colors. Yeah, the whitest
color. And I was like swatching it on my hand and it was so pale and I couldn't find any foundations, any BB creams that matched my skin.
It's weird because it's like a Korean company. How did they not have all of the colors?
And it's made in Korea.
At the Korean company. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, and it's made in Korea because it says made in Korea at the back of the box.
And you would think, like, in the touristy areas, they would have more, you know,
they have
shades.
A lot of, like, who are the same color as I am. You would think they would cater to that group.
Michelle was going around, like, how does Sistar's Hyorin find any, like, makeup in this country?
Yeah, I went to a Too House. And I told the sales lady, how does Hyorin buy makeup in this country? She has to use American makeup. She's darker than me. And I was like, do you know EXO's Kai? He's dark. How does he get makeup?
Nobody knew the answer. Nobody could help her.
Maybe they didn't know English. I don't know. But then at a Tude House in Insadong, there was a girl, like a sales girl. And she was very, like, flimsy and very, like, I don't know, airhead. Because she was just putting on makeup the whole time we were there. She wasn't really helping me. And then when we went to go pay, I was like, you're the same color as I am. She was like a little bit darker than I am. She wasn't Korean. She's probably like a foreign worker. And I was like, where do you get your foundation? Because I need to know. Where do you find your foundation in Korea? And she just stared at me with this blank, like, stare. And then she just started giving me, showing me samples. Like, I use this sunscreen. And I use this face wash. And then
That wasn't the question.
I was like, she either didn't understand English or she's trying to avoid the subject. She might not use an Etude House brand because we were in Etude House.
Yeah.
And Etude House doesn't make my color, obviously.
Sorry, Michelle.
Yeah, I can never live
You're
in
too dark.
I'm too dark, and none of the clothes fit me because of that free size. It's like a small.
Everything is free size over there. Yeah.
And free size means small over there, because Korean girls, you know, they're small.
Well, duh, the portions are mad small. Like, it's half of the size of the portions here in America.
Yeah, they'd be horrified with the amount of food we eat
here. Oh my gosh, yeah.
Did we tell them about Dunkin' Donuts?
No.
So, we were getting homesick towards, like, the middle of the week, and I just wanted an egg sandwich. Like, Korea doesn't do breakfast, mm-mm. Or at least they don't do American
style. They wake up too late for breakfast.
Yeah, what is up with that? They just wake up, like, all the stores would open at, like, 11 or 10. I'm like,
11 mostly.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay. So we would have to, like, you know, time to kill. But we went to Dunkin' Donuts because we needed something American. And when I got the egg sandwich, it was literally, like, the size of my fist. I was like, what is this mini sandwich?
It's like a little White Castle slider.
Yeah, it's like a White Castle portion.
So, yeah, that was their regular
size. And that's their, yeah, and everybody was eating that. And I'm like, okay, I think I have to order two of these to get full. I was like, oh my God.
But their donuts are really good. Like, they're delicious. They're so fluffy.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like here, it's like too much dough. It's heavy. Yeah. Like, over there, it's like airy and fluffy. Yeah. And it's so good. And it's not too
greasy,
sweet.
And
it's not greasy, not too sweet. It's just right.
Yeah. And over there, Dunkin' Donuts, you serve your own donuts. So you get like a tray, you put wax paper on it, and then you get tongs, and you just pick all the donuts you want, and you just take it to the counter, and they pack it for you really nicely. Not like here, you have to, like, you know, order it and point to it behind the counter. And all the, like, bakery shops are like that over there. Like, Paris Baguette, mm-hmm. Tous Les Jours. It's really a nice way of serving. And we also went to Loteria, which is their version of McDonald's.
It's so good, though.
It's so delicious.
We went there, like, three times.
We would just eat dinner because Annie ran out of money towards the end of the trip. So we had to eat on a budget.
And that was us eating on a budget. But their chicken burgers are so good.
They have a bulgogi burger. It's so good.
Just make sure you order two.
Yeah. Those are even smaller than White Castle burgers. They were so small portions. We had to order dessert after. We got, like, little ice cream cones because we couldn't deal with how small portions.
We ordered ice cream at Loteria, and it was, like, half the cup.
Yeah.
I was like, what happened to the rest of my ice cream? Yeah. It was half full.
And it wasn't very sugary.
It wasn't very sugary.
It had Oreos in it, though, which compensated for the lack of sugar in the ice cream. I would actually go to 7-Eleven sometimes to get those onigiri, the rice wraps.
Those are really good.
Yeah, because I was always hungry in Korea. The portions are just too small.
Yeah. And everything is spicy.
Everything is spicy.
I would ask them, is this spicy? And they were like, no. And then I eat it. I'm like, it's fucking spicy. What the hell are you talking about?
To them, mild is not, it's spicy, not spicy. But exactly. It is spicy. Like, the first meal we had in Korea, we went to this, like, pub like called Wada Wada or something like that. It's in Gyeongsam. By the way, if you go to Korea, don't stay in Gyeongsam. It's in Gangnam. It's, like, a mile away from all the activity in Gangnam. And we were, like, in the outskirts.
It was, like, literally so just, dead. Like, I think we stayed, like, at an office tell.
In an office tell, yeah. It was at this, like, condominium. But, like, I mean, there was literally every night we could not sleep because people were opening and closing their doors, like, 50 times throughout the night.
There are some shady businesses going
very
on there.
Shady. Like, at 6 in the morning, they were playing BDM music.
EDM.
Yeah, EDM, sorry. And, yeah, we couldn't sleep. And they get rowdy at night. Like, they drink and they smoke and they're loud. It was like Party City.
They were on American time. We were trying to adjust to Korean time, and they were on American time all weekend long.
Yeah, it was really crazy. Cray. Yeah.
So, yeah, don't stay in Gyeongsam.
And in Gyeongsam, there's, like, nothing to do. There's just, like, a Daiso and an art box, which we went
to. No, that was closer to Gangnam Station. It was. Those two were closer to Gangnam Station. So I guess that's, I mean, it was walking distance to Gangnam.
Like a mile?
Yeah. Like, less than a mile, I think. A couple blocks, yeah.
Yeah. But, like, Gyeongsam, like, we would always be hungry, and we wouldn't be able to eat anything. We'd have to go to Gangnam, because all there is coffee shops over there.
Yeah. Like, and everything is closed on Sundays.
Everything is closed, and they open late.
Yeah.
And if you want, like, a sandwich, you can't get that, apparently.
Sandwiches are really hard to find.
Annie just wanted a sandwich. Like,
I just wanted a sandwich. Where's the damn Subway?
No, but there's only coffee shops.
There's coffee shops everywhere.
And over there,
We've been to every single coffee shop. We went to... Where do we go? We went to the Thanks Nature Cafe.
Oh, we went to Thanks Nature with the sheep.
With the sheep.
The Hello Kitty.
The sheep was nowhere near the food.
No, it was separate. It was outside, like in a little alley.
Yeah, I was worried it was going to be in like the same place. We went to the Hello Kitty Cafe.
Oh my gosh, the Hello Kitty Cafe was every girl's dream.
It's so cute. It's they moved to a different location, so it's like bigger, and they got like a little courtyard area and everything.
So adorable. So cute. They have like a little entrance gate and then like little stairs to go up to the house. It looks like a little house. It's beautiful, but overpriced. It's like $10.
Not worth it to eat there. Yeah.
We did have a discount from the Trick Eye Museum, but I forgot we did.
It wasn't that big of a discount.
It wasn't big of a discount. Yeah.
Trick Eye Museum is fun.
Oh, God, yeah.
Definitely check that out.
Yeah. The Love Museum is attached right next to the Trick Eye.
Yeah. So you'll get a discount if you go to Trick Eye. Yeah. So the Love Museum is NC-17, though, guys.
Yeah. It's crazy in there.
Michelle was so shy about it and everything. I was like, I'm going to have fun here, guys.
And he was riding dildos. Popping out of people's vaginas. JJ.
Can't put that on Instagram, but just, you know, if you ever visit it, then you'll know what we're talking about.
Yeah, it's not safe for work. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Don't ever leak that.
No.
I have to be careful when showing pictures to people because I do have some pictures from the Love Museum of me holding up some women's breasts.
Some big giant boobies.
And I sent that to our friend and she's like, whoa. She was like walking to work and she saw that. She's like, I wasn't prepared for those cans. It's hilarious. Trick Eye Museum in Hongdae. Must visit.
Must go. So fun. Yeah.
And we also went to the Design Square in Hongdae. And we had lunch at a restaurant in that design square. And we were the only customers. And we were the only customers in a lot of places.
Because we were early to a lot of places. Yeah, we were literally the first customers to, like, pretty much everywhere we went.
Everywhere we went. But then when we would, like, settle down and start eating, like, flocks of people would just come in.
So if you want to have lunch, have it before noon. Because
noon
is, like, when everybody starts, like, rushing in from their lunch breaks.
Oh, my God, my story. Can I tell them?
Yes.
We went to Coex Mall for the SM Town, which we'll talk about later. We'll do, like, a K-pop segment after this. So we went to Coex Mall for the Kakao Talk and the SM Town Coex Atrium. And we had lunch exactly at 12. And we were warned by somebody not to go at 12. And their food court is, like, ginormous and crazy. And I didn't know how to order food there. And I was just wandering around aimlessly. And I was going to all the restaurants. And they were all ignoring me. I'm like, why isn't anybody taking my order? And then I saw Annie online at a cashier. And apparently you have to, like, order your food at the cashier.
At a separate counter. Not at the place that you actually want the food.
And then they give you, like, a buzzer. Uh-huh. And then once your food is ready, you go to the restaurant counter, and then you pick up the food there. And then you bring it to your table. And once you're done, like, you take your tray. It's like an assembly line. Like, and you put it in this area, and you put the spoon in one section, the tray in another section. You put the bowl in another section.
They're very organized over there. That's really what I've learned.
It was crazy because the whole office crowd was there, because Coex Mall is, like, in the middle of the business financial district in Gangnam, and all people in suits were there, like, eating, and it was crazy. I was overwhelmed that day.
Yeah. She's like, what's going on?
I was just, like, wandering around the food court, and people were staring at me like I was crazy. I was like, what's going on right now? Nobody's taking my order. They're just ignoring me. It was insane. Yeah. Go eat at 11 when you're in Seoul.
Yeah. Have an early lunch.
Yeah. We went to Myeongdong.
The same thing there. We had lunch like 11:30.
Yeah.
Like, right when we sat down, like, a rush of people came in. And when we left, it was like a long line out the door. Yeah. So.
And one thing I noticed is that in the restaurants in Seoul, like, right after you're done eating, all the girls go to the bathroom. And they have, like, length size mirrors so you can check yourself out and, like, touch up your makeup, and people were brushing their teeth. They have mouthwash in some of the bathrooms, and they're, like, really freshening up, like, hardcore. And I'm like, this is insane and intense.
It's all about appearances over there. Yeah,
it's really crazy.
I mean, that's why they have all those cosmetic stores. It's like, that's why it's so big over there, because everyone's so into their looks.
Everybody,
even the guys. It's a little weird, but I guess, you know.
Yeah.
Seeing the K-pop guys, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, because, like, my brother, he went to a university in upstate New York, and he said that there were a lot of Korean international students at his university, and he said all the guys would walk around with BB cream and eyeliner. They were, like, really, really feminine looking. He was, like, freaked out by that, and it's true. They're very into their looks.
Mm-hmm.
Even the guys.
So, on to the K-pop portion of our trip.
Yay!
That was a huge portion of our trip.
Yes. So we started off with going to Apujeong Rodeo Station, mm-hmm. which is in Gangnam. And we were going to first start with the G-Star Zone, but it was really underwhelming because there wasn't anything there.
Yeah, I think they took a lot of the stuff down. Yeah. It was inside the station.
Station. And they just had, like, pictures of Jay Park and
Kara.
Yeah.
And that was it.
And, like, at
2 p.m.
There was, like, a screen playing music videos, but there was nothing there. Nothing. Like, no music.
They used to have a lot more standees and stuff, but not anymore.
Yeah, so we were just, like, wandering around, and I'm like, what is this?
Yeah.
This is nothing.
So, but right when you get out of the station, Apujeong exit 2, I believe.
Right?
I think it was 2.
Yeah.
And, like, right when you get out, that's K-pop Star Road.
Yeah.
That's where all those bears are with, like, you know, EXO, Girls' Generation,
FT Island, Super Junior, Miss A. Everybody has their own little bear along the side of the road, and the road is, like, the color blue, pink, and white. It's, like, striped. And then the first bear on the road is the Gangnam bear, dressed as Psy.
Mm-hmm.
So we took pictures with that bear. And then we just rushed to the EXO bear, because that's what we were mainly there for.
It was, like, almost the last one.
I'm like, where's the EXO bear? We're, like, walking down the street. We finally found it. And then right in back of those bears is the old SM building. And they didn't have any poster up when we went.
I was hoping for a huge EXO poster. Me too. I was ready for this EXO poster.
No. But then we went to the side of the road, and on the side of the building they had the TTS holler poster.
Hola. And from there, it was a long walk to the actual SM building.
Oh, my God.
Which was super underwhelming because it was just in the middle of freaking nowhere.
It's literally in suburbia. There's a school next to the SM building, a bunch of really fancy apartments, and then in front of the SM building is a little park where ajummas go and walk and make it do exercise. And at the SM building, it's tiny, guys. It's really tiny. And there was a truck parked in front of the entrance and a bunch of crates.
We went on a weekend, so
yeah.
I feel like maybe that's why.
But it was so underwhelming. There was no fans there waiting around. That stupid truck was blocking my view of everything. And I was like, so what do we do now?
And he's like, let's get out of here. And I'm like, should we just wait a little bit? Maybe somebody will come. And she's like, you can wait by yourself.
I'm it's like, the freaking weekend. I don't think anyone was going to show up.
Yeah. It was so underwhelming.
Yeah. So from there, we walked all the way to JYP. Yes. Also,
we couldn't find it at first because we had to walk a really long time from SM.
Yeah.
And then Annie had her little map and with all the points.
It was all in Korean, though, so it was like, crap, what does this mean?
I was, like, trying
right
to, like,
street?
Read out. I'm like, okay, there's a Dunkin' Donuts, and then you'll see it. Finally, we found it, and the JYP building was so much more better than SM Town because they have pictures of the artists on the facade of the building, and they were playing Miss A.
They're more show-offy.
They're more show-offy, and they were playing Miss A right outside the building, and all the like coffee shops were playing Miss A songs as well. And there's a Dunkin' Donuts, there's a chicken restaurant, and right in front of JYP is the Cube Cafe, Studio Cafe, and that's where we went. And you can sit down and order a drink, and they have all the standees, a 4-Minute, and Beast.
I feel like the drink was more expensive than Starbucks, though.
The drink I paid for was like $5.
Yeah, it was like a $5 green tea latte. It was like literally smaller than a small.
It was.
Smaller than an American small. Yeah.
And they don't have like much variety at that place. All they had was drinks. They had like no pastries,
yeah,
no
they
desserts.
They were sold out of desserts,
they
apparently.
Were sold out of desserts.
There weren't a lot of people there. It was weren't. Like maybe one Chinese fan
and us
and that was it and my mother and that was it. I was hoping to meet other fans, like, you know,
there was no
other international fans, but everywhere we went it was mostly, you know, Chinese tourists.
There were so many Chinese tourists.
So many Chinese tourists.
Oh my god, all of China was in Korea that day. Like, I was overwhelmed by the amount of Chinese tourists that I saw everywhere, especially in Myeongdong and at the palaces.
They're really good at recognizing who's Chinese and who's not, though. Because, like, they would talk in Korean, like, promoting their stuff outside of their doors. And then I'd walk past and they'd immediately change to Mandarin. Yeah. I was surprised that they all spoke Mandarin.
They didn't know what to speak to, in what language to speak to.
They looked at her and they were like, oh, not even going to try.
Not even going to try. I think somebody spoke to me in Japanese at one point in Myeongdong. I was like, I think it just spoke to me in Japanese because I heard Inki Des or Desu. So, yeah, but most people spoke to me in English, the ones that knew English. There was a lot of language barriers over there.
There was only, like, twice that I got mistaken for a Korean person, and it was by two ajushis.
Yeah, they always ask for directions for
like, they asked me for directions, and I'm looking at them
like we're foreigners!
Anio.
Yeah, I was like, Hangumal an Ario. Yeah, remember on the bus ride back, a little old lady was, like, asking your mom something.
Because my mom looks Korean.
Because her mom looks Korean because she has a monolid.
She's got the monolid.
She's got the monolid. She has small eyes. And has really big eyes, so she doesn't look that Korean. But it was just so funny how they knew she was Chinese. And they would start talking in Mandarin.
Immediately. Their proficiency in Mandarin is really good.
Yeah, they're actually...
Like, I was shocked. I thought they were actually Chinese, but they're Koreans who learn Chinese.
Yeah, we were in Garasukil, and we went to the Sum 37 brick-and-mortar store, and the associate there, she was Korean, but she spoke fluent Mando, and she was speaking really well with Annie, and I don't know what they were talking about.
Just talking about that rose stick. Oh my god, it's amazing.
That rose stick. I love that rose stick.
It's great. I like it.
Yeah. If you're into cosmetics or skincare, the Sum 37 makes a rose stick and it has rose oil and other essential oils in it. It's really, really nice. We bought so much skincare.
We'll put it up on Instagram, so check that out.
Yeah. Check that out. So back to our K-pop tour. So after JYP, we went to the Cube Studio Cafe, and in the cafe they have like a little patio as well, and they're playing like 4-Minute and Beast songs, and you can take pictures with all the standees, and we took a bunch of pictures. And then after Cube, we went to FNC Entertainment because it was also around the corner. Mm-hmm. Nothing there as well.
Just a poster of FT Island because they're promoting right now.
Yeah, the I Pray.
Yeah.
I Pray.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really like that song.
It's not very K-pop. It's more like, it's very J-pop. It sounds
it
very
is,
K-pop.
It is. And it's very intense. Like,
it's rock. It's like rock music.
Aggressive. Yeah. And the song that we heard every single store was Call Me Baby by EXO.
Like every time we had to sing along.
We had to sing along. Every time. We learned the lyrics, the Korean lyrics, because they played it everywhere. No, literally every store, every Etude House played this song. Nature Republic played the entire CD. Every little boutique was playing it. It was either that song or the Miss A Only You song. Mm-hmm. And then, and what we also noticed, though, is that's in, like, the main touristy areas, but, like, in the coffee shops and all the little boutiques that we went to in Hongdae, they would all play, like, K-indie music.
Yeah.
I feel like Koreans like indie music more than K-pop. Because you would hear, like, IU playing or other artists that I don't know. But it was a lot of indie music.
Yeah, maybe that's why we didn't see a lot of, like, K-pop fans at the places we were, you know, at the K-pop places that we went. Because SM Town was very empty when we went. I mean, we went on a weekday and it was, like, early. But mostly, yeah, but there were mostly Chinese fans there, too.
Yeah, we went to the SM Town COEX atrium and at the COEX
mall. Which is really amazing, by the way. God. If you are a fan of any of the SM Town artists, then you'll definitely enjoy it.
It's like a museum.
Yeah, we had a really good time. We had too much fun in the photo booth.
And we were the only ones there, which is amazing, because we just ran wild. And there was nobody there to hinder us.
And I could go as crazy as I wanted with all the standees.
She molested the C1 standee.
I had to, because my friend is, like, a huge fan.
Yeah, so she did it, and she sent the picture to her.
Yeah.
She liked that picture. So the SM Town COEX, go there. As soon as you get off the subway station, there's, like, this huge, like, facade with the SM Town and their logo. And they had Amber Shake That Brass picture for their promotional. And they also had, like, an EXO with all the members poster in the entrance. And then we got there pretty early. So we were at the first floor, and the security guard ran to us. He's like, "We're not open yet." We're like, "Sorry." So we went and visited a temple, like, that was in the middle of the district.
Just to kill some time.
Just to kill some time. And then we went back. And then they have, I think, 6 floors. And the first floor we went to was the photo booths. And they had the Call Me Baby music video playing on this huge, like, big screen. And they have the SM Town Theater, but they weren't playing anything, so you can't go inside. And they have, like, a little mini Trick Eye museum with photos of all the artists that you could take pictures with.
And it looks 3D. Like, it looks like you're actually with them. It's so cool.
Yeah. And then we went to the photo booth. And we took pictures with EXO and SHINee.
We met them digitally.
It startled me, because it looks like they're in the picture with you. I'm like, whoa, Kai just is standing next to me right now. And I showed it to my mom. She was like, "Did you meet them?" I'm like, "No, it's just an image." She's like, "It looks real." I'm like, "I know."
So I could pretend that it's real. You could
pretend that it's real for the moment.
Well, they actually have 3D printing where they print the guys out.
Yep.
And they could print you holding their hand or whatever, being next to them and stuff. So
kind of like a purikura, but, like,
but it's,
you,
like,
can't decorate it.
It's 3D.
Yeah.
It's like a little figurine. Yeah. It's so cool.
Yeah, and you can print it out, and it's like $5. So it's not.
Oh, no, not the 3D printing. I don't know. The 3D printing is probably more than $5.
Oh, the 3D printing.
Yeah, photo booth was $5.
Sorry, I was talking about the photo booth. That was $5. Yeah, the 3D printing we didn't do. But that's pretty cool. You could do a little figurine. Mm-hmm. And they have also a wall with all the artists' hand prints, like in a statue, like a mold, and you can, like, compare, like, the size of your hand with everyone's hand. Whose hand was really tiny? Was it Lay's?
It was one of the EXO guys. I forgot which one.
I don't know. I think it was Lay. Super small.
So the SM Town gift shop, number one, overpriced. Oh, number two, there's a lot of merch. Well, actually, some things were sold out.
Oh my god, guys, I wanted to get my Kai Exodus album. They were sold out for every member except Schumann, Tao, and I think the Chinese version of Chen.
Yeah.
So random.
No, those are the least favorite, I think. It shows that those are probably the least favorite ones, because everybody else got sold out but them three.
Yeah, because we also went to the Lotte Plaza in Myeongdong.
They were sold out.
They were
the
sold
ones.
Out, and, like, Schumann and Tao and Chen were, like, the only, and Suho were the only ones left.
Poor babies.
Poor babies. I love them, though. So I just got the Schumann Exodus album. The Korean
with
version.
His fake-ass freckles.
His freckles, yeah.
I was like, why does he have freckles?
Yeah, I don't get it.
What is that about?
And in the Schumann version, I got a Chanyeol photo card, which is really weird, because I thought I would get a Schumann photo card.
No, that's just random. They just dump it in there.
Yeah. But it was so weird that they didn't have, like, my member, like, bias. And in that gift shop, they have, like, hand-picked things that the artists like, and everything is, like, super expensive.
They like expensive shit.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah. Like $300 sunglasses. No, I'm not going to buy that. Sorry. Like some random incense and candles. Like, why would I want this?
Yeah. Because they have it. Like, ooh.
Ooh, whoa. Yeah. Yeah, I'll buy it now. Some people were buying stuff, and I'm like, really? No.
I bought Post-its.
Oh, those were cute. It's like in the milk.
Schumann like Post-its.
You bought Schumann Post-its.
She's so cute.
I know. Schumann's becoming like more and more attractive.
Yeah, ever since Magic Schumann appeared.
Magic Schumann and those magic abs.
Yummy.
Okay, what else was in Co-X? They had also a display of Girls' Generation's costumes, like a museum type of thing.
Yeah.
And they had anything else?
Their award displays.
Oh, yeah.
I always thought they got to keep those, but apparently no, the company don't. Keeps them.
Yeah. I would want to keep that if I was an artist. Yeah. Oh, and they had also the cafe. And there were, like, a bunch of, like, businessmen having coffee there, like, having a meeting. It was really weird.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I'm going to see a lot of K-pop fans. No, it was, like, businessmen.
Yeah.
And they were all taking up a table. And I was looking at all the cupcakes and the little popsicles, but I didn't order anything.
I mean, I thought the K-pop tour was going to be, like, really cool. We'll get to, like, meet other K-pop fans. Yeah. But that wasn't the case, unfortunately.
No, there was no K-pop fans anywhere.
There weren't any K-pop stars anywhere. Actually.
Oh, God.
Michelle swears that she saw Jinwoon.
From 2 a.m. I saw him in
Apgujeong. Formerly from 2 a.m.
Oh, sorry. Formerly. So we were walking in Apgujeong around that area where all the entertainment companies are. Because we had lunch at Coreano's, and when I was leaving Coreano's, I was walking, and I saw a guy, and I made eye contact with him.
I made eye contact with him. He looked me in the eyes.
He looked exactly, I kid you not, like Jinwoo from, formerly from 2 a.m. And anything, it's not him because he's not tall enough.
No, he looked kind of short. He just didn't look.
But his face was exactly
His like face Jinwoo. Was exactly the same, but I'm saying, like, the body did not match up to what I've seen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, this guy looked really scrawny and not as tall as Jinwoo.
Jinwoo, yeah. But he looked like Jinwoo.
And he looked at us, too. And like, he looked me in the eyes. Like, I was like,
I was like, Annie, I gestured, Annie, that's Jinwoo. She's like, yeah, it looks like him, but it's not him. I was like, but it's Jinwoo. She's like, go get his autograph. Then I'm like, no, I'm too shy.
She was too scared to go ask him. Yeah. So I guess we'll never know for sure.
Never know. I got starstruck. Yeah. Sorry, guys.
She failed.
I failed you. My one opportunity.
It was our only chance to meet a K-pop star.
I know.
Or a former K-pop star.
Yeah, what is he doing now?
I don't know. Hanging out in Apgujeong.
Yeah, he was with a friend. And then I checked his Instagram that day. And I feel like he was in Apgujeong because he was taking pictures of the street. Like a cherry blossom that he saw.
That could have been anywhere.
Yeah, but
there were cherry blossoms everywhere.
I know, but I feel like it was him. And in my heart, it was him.
We'll never know for sure.
We'll never know. Oh, we saw cherry blossoms. Speaking of cherry blossoms, there was the Uido Park Cherry Blossom Festival. It was amazing.
We went at just the right time because they were fully bloomed. Yes. It was like a mile long. It was amazing.
More than a mile. We didn't even get to see the whole strip.
It was too far. It was too much.
But it was beautiful. And there was tourists from everywhere there. Everywhere. And they had NBC Radio there too. They were like broadcasting live from the Cherry Blossom Festival, and they were setting up for a concert, and I asked the person, who's going to be at the concert? And she's like, oh, it's going to be at 7, and she was like, it's going to be like an opera singer and a pianist. And
she's like, she looked at us,
no K-pop stars. I'm like, okay.
How'd you know?
I was like, so I guess EXO won't be making an appearance. She's like, no, I'm sorry. Nope. She knew we were asking
Bad
about that.
Bad chance of that happening.
She didn't even need to ask. She knew.
But yeah, overall, I feel like Korea was, you know, something to check off the bucket list.
Yeah.
But it was not as we expected.
It wasn't. I feel like I had this, like, fantasy of Korea through all the dramas and the K-pop.
Yeah.
And I feel like I was going to see K-pop stars everywhere. I thought it was going to be, like, amazing. I mean, it was amazing, but it wasn't what I expected.
Yeah. The shopping was great, but it's just a huge culture shock.
Very much so.
Yeah.
And it was just really hard because we didn't speak Korean, and a lot of, like, the area that we stayed at wasn't very touristy, so it was more, like, locals, and they didn't know English, and we were just hand gesturing the whole time.
A lot of pointing.
Yeah, and, like, this ajushi, like, offered to translate for Annie at one point.
Yeah, and I was just like, no, it's all right, I got it.
We couldn't communicate with people. It was really hard. And, I mean, just a word to the wise, if you're ever going to Seoul, just don't stay in Yeoksam. It's not, it's in the outer outskirts
of... Stay more in Gangnam. Yeah. Or and not even Gangnam, because I feel like Gangnam was so far from Gangnam's everything far we were doing. That.
Yeah, like, if you're going to all the touristy areas in Seoul, stay above the Han River. Because you're going to be taking, like, 40-minute subway rides and making, like, 20 transfers if you're staying in Gangnam, because it's hard to get to places.
Yeah.
Stay in, like, Idae or Hongdae or Myeongdong, because those are, like, the big areas that everything is up and coming and really cool.
I think next time if we ever go back, I think it would, I would stay in Hongdae.
I would stay in Hongdae, too. It's love Hongdae. Or Idae. That's a nice area, too.
Yeah.
Idae is very nice. We went to the university. It was really beautiful. Lots of good shopping there, too.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Too.
Gangnam Station, too.
Much more affordable.
Yeah. Go to Gangnam Station. Go to...
Like, if you want to look for, like, affordable shopping, anywhere underground. Like, all those underground shops are definitely the places to go.
Yes.
Above ground boutiques can get a little pricey, so...
Yeah.
Definitely go underground.
And you can also haggle if they know English. If not, then you're screwed.
Oh, and so when you come back...
Be warned.
Yeah. Incheon Airport is cray cray.
There's like thousands of people online for the same like terminal. Like
the problem is like, well, we flew Korean Air and the problem is that their like help desk or whatever, the check-in desk is like packed because they put four flights in one area. It's not like here in at JFK where they separate the flights and stuff. No, over there they put four different flights into one area. And that's why we were online for like over an hour just to check in.
Yeah.
And we lost a lot of precious duty-free shopping time because of it. And it was rough. And security, the security line is just as long.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
it's just like TSA.
Yeah. Like, we got there 2.5 hours before our flight.
Yeah.
In reality, we should have gotten there 3.5 hours before.
Yeah.
Because it was down to the wire.
Yeah. And if you want to shop at the duty-free store, which I highly recommend, you have to set up enough time. So get there, like, at least 4 to 5 hours early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need that.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. And the duty-free is amazing, like we said. And be warned, if you live in North America or the Western Hemisphere and you're traveling to Asia, set apart 2 to 3 or even 4 days after your vacation to recuperate from this jet lag, because I was basically dying this entire week from the jet lag. I could not sleep at night, and I was dying in the daytime.
So hard to readjust.
So hard. When I first got back, I was waking up at 2 a.m., eating at 2 a.m., and then not sleeping the entire night. And I was, like, dying during the day. It was impossible to stay awake. And it feels like your body feels so fatigued.
Yeah.
Like, you can't do anything. And you can't fight the sleep. When it hits you, it hits you hard. Yeah.
Yeah.
Try to adjust to your time zone accordingly.
Like, we watched so many, like, vlogs and videos of Korea before going, and we got so excited.
Yeah.
But when we got there, it was just, like... It was a little underwhelming, but it was still fun. We still made the most of it.
I think it's because we got to places really early.
And people weren't morning people. We're morning people, and they're not morning people, and that's why.
Yeah, everything opens late. So, you know, we have lunch, like, at 12 on the dot. Because that's how our bodies are, like, you know, triggered. Because we always have lunch breaks for work. 12, we eat, and nobody's eating at 12. Everyone's, like, eating at, like, in the afternoon. And the nightlife is very... popular in Korea. Like, people are always out and about at night, but we were just too tired to do the nightlife scene. Yeah,
it was just not happening for us.
We would go to sleep at like 6 a.m. We were also sort of jet lagged from, you know, Korea time, so we didn't really stay up that late, and we woke up really early. That's why we're morning people over there. So be warned, that's not something people tell you in the vlogs.
That's because they live there. They're used to it, I think.
They're used to it, yeah. So this week's Misheard K-pop lyrics, Annie heard some quite interesting lyrics in Jia Junsu's new song. What is it, Annie?
For Sha Junsu's Flower. Apparently he needs help to suck a pony.
I don't know how she hears this. Let's hear
it. How do you not hear it?
I never hear these things. I don't know how you hear this. Nobody can help me
suck a pony. Nobody can help me suck a pony.
That makes no
sense. No one can help him suck a pony.
When in doubt, suck a pony.
Why do you need help sucking a pony? I'm pretty sure it only got one wiener. I mean, you know, no one can help you suck a pony.
Bestiality.
And another one, I had posted this right before our Korea trip.
Yes.
Because it was just too good not to post.
Too good.
You might have seen it on our Instagram.
Yeah. It's EXO's Transformer song. You know that part where Chanyeol's singing about being a winner? It sounds like wiener.
Yeah. Girl, yeah. Got me. Hit me in the wiener. Because you're a transformer.
So he wants to get hit in the wiener.
So now every time you hear this song, you're going to hear this. Girl, yeah. Got me. Game of wiener. Because you're a
transformer. I love it.
I love it too.
Yeah.
So dirty.
I know.
So dirty.
Well, Annie has a dirty mind.
But, like, that's what they're saying.
It does sound like wiener.
Yeah. And it does sound like he's sucking a pony.
Tell us what you think. What you think.
Hashtag suck a pony.
Hashtag hit me in the wiener. Tweet us that. Tweet us.
Tweet at us.
Tweet us hit me in the wiener, y'all. I want to see how many of you can hear that.
Check us out on all our social media. We're on Twitter at Nunas Podcast, Instagram at Nunas Generation,
Tumblr at nunasgeneration.tumblr.com. We have a Facebook page if you search Nunas Generation.
We've already started posting most of our Korea pictures.
Yeah, and we have a Vine. Annie, what's the Vine?
Nunas Generation Podcast.
Yeah, there's some funny clips on there. We're going to be doing more Vines.
Yeah.
With this Big Bang comeback coming up.
Oh my God.
Big Bang is coming back, y'all.
Look forward to that.
That one. Teaser, though.
That hairdo. Top be wearing. What?
Top. What happened?
What is going on? That's for the next podcast.
That's for the next podcast. We got lots to say about that.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
But for now, check out our Vine for that video.
Check out our Vines and all our social media. So that wraps it up. It was nice talking to you all.
See you guys next time.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.